Okay, let us begin. This is the Canyon Ranch, Tubac, Arizona, Combo Intensive, February-March 2013. Okay, this will be the first activation attunement. So we're going to build the foundation for your doing the protocol, which calls in the vibrations and your support team. All you need to do is follow the energy, follow the voice. We suggest that you refrain from asking any internal questions, why, how, etc. Do your best to receive. We're going to use the power of breathing with intention, envisioning, your felt sense. To manifest. Okay, the breathing is your tool that's going to allow you to integrate the power of intention, envisioning, and your felt sense, your feeling sense. This is your kinesthetic sense that goes beyond the mind. Let's say it's part of your intuition, your direct knowing. Okay, so before you can receive, the body has to be fairly relaxed. So we're going to use a breath to relax the body. We're going to breathe in through the nose, and you're going to breathe into your belly, and then up your diaphragm into your lungs. And then you're going to exhale in reverse order. Imagine breathing, taking the light and the breath into the belly button, and then up into the diaphragm and lungs, all the way up to the very top lobes of the lungs, and then exhale through the mouth, and you're going to produce the ha sound on the exhale for the first 7 times. So you will make a ha sound on the exhale. And this is going to help you to ground with Mother Earth. Okay, I want to hear that sound, ha sound. Do it for the first 7 breaths. And elongate the exhale as best you can. We're taking the light into the body, first into the belly, the abdominal area, and then up into the lungs. Now you're going to feel what appears or feels like little wavelets of light coming from above your head, and it's going to move down and around and through your body. They're little tiny waves of light, although some can be very big in your perception. You can allow these waves to move vertically down your body, relaxing the cells and organs and the nervous system. You may visualize colors if you wish. Blues are very soothing. Silver is soothing. Green is very balancing. Pink, gold. You want to receive the tranquilizing, if you will, vibrations. Those energies that relax the mind, brain, and body. And I want you to feel your stress, your concerns, your worries leaving your body through the bottoms of your feet. Palms facing upwards towards the ceiling. If you go unconscious or leave the body, that's all right. You don't want to fight anything. Just go with the flow. Just let go of your worries for the next 6 days. You're in the present moment here in beautiful nature and quietude. Begin to feel the presence of the earth. We're going to call forth the spirit of the land to support you in the next 6 days. The power of the mountains. The power of the cactuses. Power of the shrubs. The clouds. The orbs. The light ships. The wind. Okay, now we ask you to consciously, through your intention, and use the power of breathing to keep all of your chakra points open. Imagine that you have 144 chakra points that connect to your physical body. You want to keep these points open for receiving. If you feel any discomfort anywhere, just breathe through it. I want you to feel your awareness dropping into the body. So coming from the head area, perhaps, or dropping down into the core, whatever your core is in your body. Now, today we're going to let go of illusion as best we can. All those beliefs and energies that are not relevant for you anymore in your life. It doesn't matter what level of illusion. We're going to bring forth energies that will support you very naturally and easily letting go. Releasing yourself from the illusions that you've held on to in your mind that have caused you stress and tension and worry and doubt, personal suffering. Now, let that continue on its own on an unconscious level. Okay, now bring the breath up into the brain. You're going to take the breath and the light, breathe in through the nose. You're going to imagine as if you're looking up into your brain. You're going to activate your pineal, pituitary, and thalamus. You can see it as a sacred triangle of light in your brain, in the core of your brain. Now, when you do this, you're activating your whole brain. So you're going to begin to feel your DNA awakening, the other 90% that you are not facilitating consciously. And you're going to activate that part in your brain that can heal anything going on in your brain and your body. Well, in your brain also. So that includes chronic areas of pain, stress, tension, injuries that haven't healed up, addictions, trauma to the brain that hasn't healed up. The brain has a capacity to heal itself. Breathe in and accept that fact. The brain, the body, has a full capacity to heal itself very quickly, including rejuvenation of organs, cells, molecules. If you feel any resistance, just breathe through it and let it go. I want you to feel the base of your skull with your awareness. Breathe into the base of your skull. That's the medulla. Very important center. Okay, many people have trauma here. You're going to breathe the light of love into the medulla. And you can see it and feel it like a little soft pillow that's very pink. And that you are patting your medulla with this pink pillow. It's a very small pillow, but it's kind of fluffy, very soft. And that's going to begin to allow your spine to correct itself of scoliosis, curvatures, bulging discs, sciatica pain, all of that. You're going to release your jaw, your TMJ. That's related to your medulla. Take a deep breath. You bring your awareness back up to your ajna center and your forehead. Envision in the mind of God. That's your mind. Envision in the mind of God an emerald jewel crystal that represents your ajna center in this moment, on this level. Going to breathe into it and become one with that vibration. Now, you're going to choose in this quantum space as the Voyager to make choices and decisions from your divine mind, the mind of God, rather than your conscious mind, your personality. And you're going to feel and see a connection with that space behind your physical heart. So now, that part of mind, and that part of heart are being bridged. And it will be bridged over the next 6 days. Okay, breathe all the way down through your feet into the earth. All right, now we're going to, as a collective, as a group, we're going to envision. That's beyond visualization. Envisioning is beyond visualization and imagination. So it's envisioning the mind of God, four very powerful and very bright pillars of light in the four corners of this room. They come from the archangels. And there'll be four different archangelic vibrations supporting all of you on all levels in this cocoon of light. You're going to do your best to accept and receive what these pillars of light are supporting you with today and the next 5 days. Now, above on the inner planes, above this building, on the higher dimensional levels, you're going to see an octahedron, a translucent, it looks like a crystal. Octahedron, two four-sided pyramids. And the common base of this pyramid is the floor here that you are sitting on. So we got the apex above you and an apex below you. Octahedron. Now, it's pulsating. It's very dynamic. It's very vibrant. This octahedron is going to, for this whole training, channel specifically to each one of you according to your belief and trust, exactly what you're ready for in your life on all levels that you can accept. Very gently and through the power of grace. Now, you're going to call forth from the unconscious, your unconscious. That part of you that goes unconscious when we do quantum. You don't have to know what it is. Just allow it to come forth to the surface. Your unconscious aspects that go unconscious when you interface with the quantum in your body. This is for your understanding and your recognition. You're going to feel in your body what that feels like, that unconsciousness. Because that's the thing that keeps you from full awakening. That part of you that's unconscious. Of being unconscious. Keep breathing. Okay, in the mind of God, you're going to see in your own way the great central sun. And in the core of the great central sun comes this power that we call the Christos, the most powerful energy in all of creation in this galaxy. And it's coming right into you on another level now that you can accept. This is your divine connection energy. Let it penetrate into your body and go to all those places in your body where you're hurting. Your shoulder, your neck, your brain, your back, your hips, your knees, your teeth. Right, now we're going to, as part of the protocol, detach yourself from your emotional body, your pain body, your intellect, tribal consciousness in general, and the collective astral plane of humanity. And you're going to collect your energy and bring it back into your center called the Voyager, that's outside of space-time. That's the part of you that's immortal. You're going to feel that presence. Now, you're going to begin to breathe the Voyager into your body, little by little, during the next 6 days. You're going to allow your ego and your personality to step aside and allow this merging, with the understanding that the personality and the ego is being educated and uplifted to become eventually the Voyager. Feel the pillars of light. Feel the octahedron. Now we're going to call forth the archangels and the ascended masters that work with you specifically for this lifetime. You're going to invite them into your auric field now. You're going to invite them into your heart space so that you can begin divine communication with them once and for all in a very conscious way. You're going to invite your guardian angel to be your best friend. Your guardian angel came with you at birth and is assigned to you for your whole lifetime. We're going to call forth your soul group. We're going to ask you to feel the support of your soul group now. Those are your family. We're also going to ask you to ignite within you, within your brain, within your mind, your home world energies. That's a place that you call home in the universe. And it's not the earth. It's a vibrational space more than an actual place. It's a vibrational space. It's your home world. You have permission now to begin to manifest your home world energies through your body in daily life. Okay, take a deep breath into your center of your chest. Feel your hands. Feel your belly. Feel the bottoms of your feet. Now, your homework assignment for this evening during sleep is to make contact with either your guardian angel, an ascended master, an archangel, or a nature spirit, power animal. Okay, take a deep breath. So when you're ready, come into the now moment. Fully embodied, more present, more alert, more awake, more here. When you're ready, slowly open the eyes and take a deep breath.